climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Before the break, I was talking by phone with a thought leader who has very deep roots in eastern Idaho. Les Peirce is on the line. He was a city council member in Pocatello in 1973 and went on to be mayor of Pocatello. Les, currently you are a board member for the Northwestern Power Conservation Council. Tell us about that important work, the important work you're doing.
Speaks pretty directly to what's going on, and I think all of us are living it in the Northwest. The dramatic changes that are happening in the winter, in the summer, we see it. But I only preface that to say that when the reason the Power Council exists, which is an organization made up of two council members of the northwestern states, Montana, Idaho, Oregon, and Washington. It came about because of the Idaho Power, the Bonneville Power Administration, that has the federal responsibility for all of the dams on the Columbia, as well as the lower Snake River dams, to generate energy on behalf of the citizens in those areas. A lot of rural cooperatives that benefit over the years from relatively inexpensive power, but also in the late 70s, Bonneville Power Administration made power projections about needs, and then decided to invest in the development of nuclear reactors to generate power as adjacent energy support to the hydro dams. And of course, those forecasts were grossly overestimated, and the cost of constructing the reactors were grossly underestimated. And we had a huge collapse financially in regard to supporting what was a forecast that was way overestimated for what the future demand with, and then were faced with investments that were made in atomic reactors to generate that energy that were so tremendously high that it was a real collapse and a huge political issue for our region. And it pointed to the need for some sort of oversight planning on behalf of the Bonneville Power Administration to see that we would never be in that kind of a situation again, that there would become more scientifically based, predictable organization that could recommend the planning outlines over a 5 to 20 year period based on what we know about the demands for energy in the Northwest, i.e. Idaho, Montana, Washington, and Oregon, very different populations, and to meet the hydro needs for the people that benefited from the dams or the Bonneville Power region. And that stretches from up where you are, up in the upper Snake, with dams and with power that is delivered by the Bonneville Power Administration to rural cooperatives in Idaho, all the way along the Snake River on up into northern Idaho, where it joins the Clearwater and runs into the Columbia. And so there are individuals in Montana where the Kalispell enters the Columbia up into Canada and comes down. So all the people affected by the tributaries of the upper and the middle Columbia River system are partners in this Bonneville Power system. And our work is on a regular prescribed basis by federal law to do the planning, and juxtaposed against the energy demands is the reality that those dams have had a profound impact on the survival of salmon and other wildlife in regard to their ability to be able to make the journeys that they make and to be able to survive in numbers. And it was a recognition that the dams have had a detrimental effect on the future survival and growth at the levels that existed for salmon and other wildlife. And our other job was, one, plans for power, two, plans for fish and wildlife, and how we mitigate the impacts of the dams on the survival of them. And a huge piece of this has to do with the indigenous people, the Native American people that have had treaty rights and access to that fish, the fish and wildlife, as part of their agreements with our federal government. So it's very interesting, the work, because there's this tension from fish and wildlife with the hydro dams. And now, because of climate change, the reality that we all have to look at moving towards green energy, wind and solar, to offset the detrimental effects of coal, its effect on our environment and our health, and the cost of generating those, and trying to predict with the growth of our region how much power we're going to need, what we have to do to mitigate the effects on fish and wildlife, and what that future holds, and how our plan informs where we need to invest and who becomes the partners with us in this whole energy structure. It's fascinating and very interesting from a public policy point of view. I think that I would just urge people to realize that we all have the same common desires for healthy families to be able to aspire to our dreams. And that in a democracy, the key to doing that is allowing space for all of us to participate, to find the ability to recognize and honor the differences, not only in terms of what people's values are, but also in terms of the kinds of differences that strengthen all of us and contribute to our society. That the act of being able to participate equitably in our democracy is sort of a foundational strength that will ensure the solidarity of our families and our society. And this act of dividing and moving towards otherness is, you know, a recipe for a disaster for all of us. For all of us to benefit in this life requires all of us to listen and talk and understand that the basic fundamental humanity that all of we have, that all of us have, is something that is common to all of us and should drive us to be able to move towards solving problems that are so critical in this drastically changing society that we have, that we never, some things we never could imagine are the things that are confronting us. But that's the one constant, to be able to communicate and honor individuals as human beings in a way that allows us to move towards solving problems. That was what I'd say.
Well, I love it. Well said. Les Peirce, former Pocatello City Council member, former Pocatello mayor, and current board member of the Northwest Power and Conservation Council. Thank you so much for taking time to chat with me today.
Hey, thank you a lot. I hope you get some more snow over there. We need it here and we need it over there for the spring.
Absolutely. You have a great day.
Okay, thank you very much.